B-Pod Studios.
WBQT, WBQT HD1 Boston, the new Hot 96.9,
a Beasley Media Group station.
Now, here's Pebbles with what's hot and trending.
Dateline now takes on R. Kelly, Cardi B following in the footsteps of Michael Jackson, Beyonce, and Britney Spears. And get ready, there's a lot of snow on the way. Melissa has the juice coming up.
Well, there's one rapper who gave Travis Scott his stamp of approval to do the Super Bowl. And in sports, all hands on deck for the Patriots for their biggest game of the season.
But first, well, the 2019 Boston Women's March is tomorrow. If you do plan on attending, events are scheduled from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. on the Boston Common, although the official program with speakers, that starts at 11 a.m. And one of the speakers will be Congresswoman Ayanna Pressley. And the march itself will get underway at 12:30. Ladies, I am with you in spirit. I am fighting the flu.
You can't make it this year,
I can't go, but I am there with you. Well, since Surviving R. Kelly aired on Lifetime, more information, of course, has been coming out. There's a criminal investigation going on in Georgia, and now Dateline is airing a special episode tonight on NBC. So the episode will feature an exclusive interview with an unnamed former intern who's speaking out for the first time. Then there are several other women who are coming forward to discuss their interactions with R. Kelly, and some of them were underage at the time that they met him.
Damn.
And then also the parents, you'll remember them from the fifth and sixth episodes of the Lifetime series.
Yep.
The parents of Jocelyn Savage will be on as well. And then also R. Kelly's attorney is going to be on the show tonight.
I wonder if this wasn't planned before the Lifetime documentary, was it?
I don't believe it was kind of like an
answer to, maybe, in a way?
I think so.
So it's going to give us more hope. Well, I was going to say it'll probably answer some questions, but I feel like we'll have even more after this is over.
I'm sure we will.
I'll be watching.
And Cardi B, following the footsteps of Michael Jackson, Beyonce, and Britney Spears, she is this year's spokesperson for Pepsi's Super Bowl ad campaign. So I guess the ad's already been shot. It'll be real interesting to see what it is, because it's Cardi B.
Yo,
so
that's
who
my
knows?
Girl.
She's also, as you know, set to perform with Bruno Mars in the days leading up to the Super Bowl. And you'll remember that she was in talks to join Maroon 5 during halftime, but those negotiations fell apart. So, all right, here's Melissa with the juice.
All right, guys. The situation wants everyone to know he's doing just fine in prison. He is serving 8 months for tax evasion. I know, Pebbles, you were very concerned. His wife, Lauren, posted on his Instagram story that he's received thousands of letters. Keep in mind, he's been in jail for now, what, 3 days? Thousands of letters.
Stop.
That's what she said. They speak every day. She'll continue to keep everybody posted on his stay. In regards to their visits, she said that Mike will get to see me weekly, but they will get no alone time during their visits. He'll be allowed a short kiss at the start and at the end of every visit. How sweet. Rob Kardashian, baby mama, Blac Chyna, and his new boo, Alexis Skye. They were fighting over him when they got into their fight at a house party last weekend. Alexis told her side of the story yesterday, saying that Chyna was acting like her friend at first, invited her over to her section. They were drinking. They had like two or three drinks, and out of nowhere, Chyna was like, get the F out of my section, and like just took a drink and threw it at her, and then all hell broke loose. And Alexis ended up getting escorted out of the party, but did get the last laugh as she's been hanging out with Rob Kardashian all week. So far, we have yet to hear from Chyna on the whole thing. She's been only promoting her Fashion Nova line. And Colin Kaepernick may not agree with Travis Scott's Super Bowl performance, but there's at least one rapper on his side. Soulja Boy. I don't know about you, but that's not really somebody I'd want on my side, but that's all right. He's been all over the place lately, throwing shade at Tyga, throwing shade at Kanye. But when asked yesterday if Travis Scott made a mistake by agreeing to do the Super Bowl halftime show, Soulja Boy said hell no.
He's not making a mistake. You know what I'm saying? I love Travis Scott.
Soulja Boy, I appreciate you, man.
He took Tyga Beach. I love that.
I appreciate you guys.
Tyga.
He took Tyga's... I love him. So he definitely applauds Travis for that. So thank you, Soulja Boy. We were waiting to hear what you had to say. All right, here we go. In sports, Celtics are going to take on the Memphis Grizzlies tonight at the Garden. The Bruins beat the St. Louis Blues last night 5-2. They'll take on the Rangers tomorrow at the Garden. Puck drops at 7. Good news for gamblers. Looks like Governor Baker will file today an act to establish sports wagering in the Commonwealth.
You're a little too excited.
Honestly, Pebbles, because like, all right, so one of our producers, Happy, earlier, he and I were talking because he and I like to gamble.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not a sports bettor. never have been. I actually have never been into a sports book in my entire life. But he's been saying since sports betting has opened up in Rhode Island, he's been going down and there's been like an hour wait to place wages on sports. So this is a huge deal. And the fact that Governor Baker is going to be, you know, giving this the green light to come here to Massachusetts is huge. It would allow sports wagering lounges at the three licensed casino operations in the Commonwealth, as well as permit bettors within Massachusetts to place sports wagers from their phones and their laptops. So hold on to your money. And of course, on Sunday, it's win or go home. But trip to the Super Bowl on the line first in the NFC. We get the Rams taking on the Saints. Kickoff is at 3:05 for that game. And then, of course, our very own New England Patriots will battle for the Kansas City Chiefs. And the AFC Championship game, kickoff of that is at 6:40. Forecast for the game, it's not going to be as cold as they were once saying. Earlier this week, they were talking about a polar vortex and all that crap.
Right.
Saying, you know, the ball's going to be so, you know, hard because it's going to be so cold. Now they're only saying maybe 20 degrees at kickoff, so that's not too bad. As of now, the Chiefs are favored by a field goal. And on the bright side of things, the Patriots had perfect attendance at yesterday's practice, and there are no players listed on the injury report. Go Pats, and that is your sports.
All right, well, bear with me. There's a lot going on with this weather. It keeps changing, but as of now, there will be a dusting of snow, some rain for the morning commute today. But the big news is the snow that's coming in tomorrow night that could drop up to 2 feet of snow in some areas. Heaviest snow will fall between midnight and 5 a.m. Boston could see about 6 inches of snow, depending on when the snow turns to sleet. Then parts of Merrimack Valley, cities and towns in Worcester County along the North Shore probably get hit by up to a foot of snow, up to 18 inches possible west of Worcester, and Fitchburg through southern New Hampshire could get up to 2 feet of snow. The good news, though, is on the South Shore, no more than 4 inches, and the Cape and Islands could get 2 inches. It's 27 degrees right now. Coming up, the question is, what's more important, a career or your love life? Well, you can find out how Mitch and Kate deal with it coming up in the second date update on the 10s.
Find more great podcasts at bpodstudios.com, the place to be for podcast discovery.